The link was right there, on the Washington Post website, right below the story and its many sidebars about the Virginia Tech shooter. Click here, it promised, for a look at Sung-Wee Cho's commitment papers. And sure enough, there they were. The 6-page official Virginia document entitled Involuntary Commitment Process, Written Explanation, dated 2 years and 4 months before his murderous rampage. Cho was mentally ill, it alleged. His affect was flat and his mood depressed. Has patient attempted suicide? No. Has patient attempted homicide? No. Not yet. A deeply personal look into someone's mental state. Words from a physician who'd had a chance to talk with a patient in a private medical setting. Normally, commitment papers like these are entirely private. If the Washington Post had published such an official document regarding just anyone, an average citizen, say, that person could sue the newspaper for invasion of privacy under the heading of a tort called publication of private facts. That tort makes it unlawful to publish highly personal information about someone if it would be highly offensive to most people and not of legitimate public concern. An average person who's not in the news stands the best chance of winning such a lawsuit. You can imagine that the issues in such cases generally involve the meaning of offensiveness and what is truly of legitimate public concern. And, of course, a key issue is the meaning of the term private fact. There are several areas that courts generally protect as private, unless we've been open to many others about them. One of those private areas is medical history. Traditionally, courts have found someone's medical information, including information about surgeries, prescriptions, and diagnoses, to be off limits for public consumption. But here, even if a court would perhaps wrestle with newsworthiness or whether such a document created by the state and kept within state files contains truly private information, there would be no valid publication of private facts claim. And that's because Mr. Cho is dead. Once we die, our privacy rights generally die with us. Courts ordinarily bar relatives from suing for invasive publications about those who've died, no matter how private the facts or how trivial the news value in disclosing them. So the Washington Post likely didn't think twice about publishing what it would have otherwise held multiple meetings with its lawyers about. Certain medical information is private information, yes, but only to a point in time. I'm Amy Guida.